Hey, Prime members, you can listen to Business Wars Daily ad-free on Amazon Music. Download the app today.
If you travel, you know when it comes to love.
See you soon.
Can't wait.
The sky is no limit. You know with your Delta Amex card, being oceans apart means meeting in Aruba. And booking a war travel with your card means saving 15% on Delta flights. You know kissing under the bridge of sighs guarantees eternal love. Because you're the long-distance lovebirds. It's why you're a Delta SkyMiles Platinum American Express card member. If you travel, you know. Takeoff 15 discount not applicable to partner-operated flights or taxes and fees. Terms apply. Visit go.amex/you know.
Our new book, The Art of Business Wars, features stories and lessons from history's greatest business rivalries, with powerful insights uncovered through hundreds of episodes of Business Wars. Go to Wondery.com/The Art of Business Wars to order your copy now. From Wondery, I'm David Brown, and this is Business Wars Daily on this Wednesday, July 21st. The story of Chobani has long been the quintessentially American business tale. An immigrant starts a yogurt company, it grows and becomes a beloved brand, creating an entirely new product sector and expanding into other areas. And now, the next chapter is being written. That little yogurt company, which is now a multinational consumer products company, has filed for an IPO. And Chobani's value when it goes public could exceed a whopping $10 billion, according to Reuters. That's potentially good news for Chobani employees. 5 years ago, founder Hamdi Ulukeya announced that each of the company's 2,000 workers would get company shares worth up to 10% of the company when it goes public or is sold, the New York Times reported. That same year, the company passed on an acquisition offer from PepsiCo. But now that the company reportedly may go public, they may finally be able to cash in on that promise. Chobani has long been known for doing things a little differently. It was launched more than 15 years ago and has grown from a tiny yogurt company to an international brand with a whole line of products, including oat milk, creamers, and probiotic drinks. Several years ago, the company also formed its own food incubator to help startups develop foods for healthy living. The program caters to companies that are, quote, taking on broken food systems to bring better food to more people, the website says. Each company accepted gets $25,000. But what's even more valuable is the mentoring and contacts Chobani's team provides. As Chobani exercises its approaches to making the food supply better, competitor Stonyfield Organic is doubling down on organic practices both inside and outside of its organization. The company, which calls itself, quote, obsessively organic, announced in April that it's donating funds to change maintenance practices to be pesticide-free. Within 5 years, Manhattan's Central Park, Brooklyn's Prospect Park, and Chicago's Grant Park will all ditch harmful chemicals. The company collaborated with the Organic Center in Organic Valley to launch the Toxins Calculator, a free tool to discover the environmental impacts of organic dairy and provide farmers, brands, and consumers with the opportunity to see the impact that choosing organic dairy products has on the environment. The company says that if all U.S. dairy were organic, the country would keep more than 20 Olympic-sized swimming pools worth of pesticides out of the environment each year. And Stonyfield has pledged that its dairy supply chain will not just be carbon neutral, but be carbon positive within 9 years. As these industry giants flex their calcium-rich muscles in a play for dominance, Americans will be waiting with their spoons at the ready. We do love our yogurt. It's the largest cultured dairy category, and sales ticked up nearly 5% during the fourth quarter last year, according to the International Dairy Deli Bakery Association. Manufacturers are adding probiotics for gut health and experimenting with plant-based options to appeal to health-conscious consumers, too. Focus on health and well-being is another trend coming out of the pandemic. And even though the competition is fierce, it's refreshing to see companies fighting to build their brands by milking how much good they can do. From Wondery, this is Business Wars Daily. I'm your host, David Brown, written by Gwen Moran and produced by Jessica Yarmuski. Our executive producers are Jenny Lauer-Beckman and Marshall Louie, created by Hernan Lopez for Wondery. Hey, Prime members, you can listen to Business Wars Daily ad-free on Amazon Music. Download the Amazon Music app today. Or you can listen ad-free with Wondery Plus in Apple Podcasts. Before you go, tell us about yourself by completing a short survey at wondery.com/survey.
If you travel for work, you know to pack two suits, business and swim. You know with your Delta SkyMiles Business Amex card, buying that plane ticket for a business trip can get you closer to medallion status. You know that a meeting in Montana means visiting almost every national park.
Yellowstone? Check.
Because you're the chief excursion officer. It's why you're a Delta SkyMiles Platinum Business American Express card member. If you travel, you know. Terms apply. Visit go.amex/you know business.